Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Healthcare workers in Namibia will be better protected thanks to training provided with U.S. assistance. Earlier this month, Deputy Minister of Health and Social Services Juliet Cavatuna and U.S. Ambassador Thomas Doten attended one of the training sessions for healthcare workers conducted by the Ministry of Health and Social Services in Windhoek on the use of respiratory protection. The training was conducted by the 3M and SIMOT corporations with support from the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR, through the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. According to the World Health Organization's 2016 Global Tuberculosis Report, TB is now the world's top infectious disease killer, claiming nearly 2 million lives each year. With an estimated case reporting rate of 489 infected persons for every 100,000 citizens and a TB-HIV co-infection rate of around 40%, Namibia is among the world's 10 highest burden countries. Deputy Minister Cavatuna and Ambassador Doten were briefed about protecting against TB transmission at health facilities through a comprehensive tuberculosis infection particulate filtering respirators. These respirators filter the air and dramatically decrease the chance of airborne TB being passed from a patient with TB to healthcare workers. The current training will build capacity among ministry healthcare workers regarding optimal use of personal protective equipment. In the last month, over 200 healthcare workers have been trained throughout the country on the use of respiratory protection. The Ministry of Health and Social Services is using this training opportunity as a means to better achieve this goal. In 2017, the U.S. government, through PEPFAR, invested $485,356 in HIV and TB programs, including funds that support the Challenge TB Project. The United States is proud to work with its partner, Namibia, to help protect the Namibian people and the healthcare workers who serve them from TB and other dangerous illnesses such as HIV/AIDS and malaria.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.